Trey's ready for you. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, just a second.
Okay.
Trey, is that good distance?
Why do I hear the...
Hello?
Coach A.
What's up, the Everett Flash?
What'd he call you?
The Everett Flash. He knows.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, I think that's going to stick, Coach. I like that. At least somebody remembers. How you feeling after last night? The finish in the red-white game is one that, listening to a couple of the guys after the game, they almost expected that to happen. But as from a coach's standpoint, what was your reaction to that?
Well, it was entertaining, let me say that. And obviously, there's some things that we're going to continue to work on to get better at. But it was a game where they had some fun in front of fans and some officials. And what an unbelievable finish. I mean, you had some back-to-back plays that were a highlight plays. You know, Landis curling to the hole for a dunk. And then, of course, Mike, deja vu, here it comes again. Guy don't box him out, and he crashes the board. And it was the basket that ended up winning the game. But it's kind of like the practices we've been having up until this point have been so competitive. I mean, even this summer, you go back. And so it didn't surprise me, even as one team went up big and the other team came back. And but these guys are competing, they're fighting, trying to gain my attention.
Coach, with red-white game, it's these guys have been playing against each other for a couple of months now, and they're ready for some new meat out there. So, but what can you take away from a situation like last night? I know you guys experimented with a 30-second shot clock. So from a coaching standpoint, when you see this red-white game, what do you take away from it?
Well, I mean, it just gets some guys up under the lights, camera in action. You know, let's say a guy like Anton or Trey Thompson, Nick Babb, even Keaton Miles. Those guys hadn't, you know, Jabril Durham hadn't been in this setting. You know, the gyms they've played, it's not been of this caliber, this size, with this depth perception and with the fans and officials and the pace of the game. You know, those guys played quite a few minutes last night. So I want to see, number one, I want to see the conditioning in terms of where we are from a defensive standpoint. And that's where I know we've got a lot of work to be done in terms of getting them into basketball shape. And not only that, having guys have more accountability on defense, making guys work a little harder to get what they got. You know, we had a couple of guys, three guys that had double-doubles. Kai had it in assists and scoring, getting to the free throw line. We did shoot our free throws well. Bobby, he had a double-double in the first half, and I thought he kind of got a little tired there. And we played 38 minutes, and you play 38 minutes, you know, at that pace, that hard, you're going to be subject to some minutes where you're not, you're kind of passive. But overall, I just thought it was, you know, the energy level was good, and we just got to hone that energy level into on the defensive side of the ball, because that's where we hang our hats at.
Before I get to some of the guys, some of your veterans guys, I want to talk about some newcomers. And you had made the comment about how Nick Babb probably leads the team in steals up to this point in terms of in practice and red-white game and some of the scrimmages you guys have played. That's a long guy, sort of like a guard that typically in the past has been successful in your type of a system. I don't think a lot of people know about Anton Baird and Durham, but I think Nick Babb may be a guy that is going to surprise a lot of people. Talk about him and his performance last night and what you've seen in the last couple months from him.
About coming out, I thought he was kind of a little nervous. You could tell. Not only he nervous, but all the guys were kind of a little nervous. But once they start getting in the flow, yeah, you can see things start taking place. He came off the bench. And one thing about Nick is he ain't going to woo you with the stats and all that stuff, but he's going to do a lot of different things. The thing I like about him, he can keep people in front of him. As you say, he's long, he's athletic, he's got good basketball IQ. He had, a tip pass to Bobby for a dunk. And then, of course, even guarding Kyle in that last play, he didn't let Kyle get by him. And that's the thing I like about him is he got a little pride on defense. He made him take a tough shot and just good all-around player. And his deal is just learning that, you know, you can't take plays off. You got to play at that high level, and you got to play it with aggressiveness. And I just like his demeanor. I think he does whatever he can do to help the team.
Coach Anderson joining us in the zone. Let's talk some Bobby Portis in the improvement. I got a chance to talk with him a little bit last week at the SEC Media Days, and he just seems like He's a very impressive guy, and I know you're high on him. We're all high on him. On the court, he's done a lot of great things. Off the court, just talking with him, he seems so much more comfortable in his leadership role. What are the types of things have you seen over the summer and up to this point that you talked to him about improvements and what he needed to get better at?
Well, we know number one is from a strength standpoint. You know, he grew probably, he's about almost 6'11", and I like to see him play 6'11". And you do all that work in the weight room. Now, let's go out and play with that strength. And I think we're seeing Bobby do that. He's gotten better in all the areas, handling the basketball, facing up, the skill stuff, utilizing his size. One of the things we talked about, I want him to be one of the better rebounders not only in the conference but in the country. And if you do that, then, man, I'll tell you what, you're going to open up a lot of eyes. And I think he's taking me at my word because he racked up. He had a double-double in the first half and he ended up with 14 rebounds, 28 points, just real active. And he's playing till he's exhausted. And so it's just showing that, you know, all the things he's put in, he's getting some out of the time he puts in the gym. But the main thing you just talked about, Pat, is something that this team's got to have. It's got to have a leader. It's got to have somebody to step up and talk. And obviously he's one of the better players, and he's doing the right things on and off the floor. And I think that commends attention from the other guys.
What about him and the expectations from everybody else and how he's dealing with that? He's going to get questions throughout the year about if he's going to go to the NBA, and that is got to be somewhere in the back of his mind. As a head coach, and you've been through this, you have guys in the NBA, how do you deal with that? With that kind of always being in the back and people maybe bringing it up to him and dealing with some kind of outside voices. How do you deal with that and keep him focused on?
Well, that's going to be the challenge. And I think the good thing about Bobby at this point in time, he's kind of listened to us. He's very coachable, and he's a humble yet hungry kid. And that's what I want him to keep, the humbleness and staying hungry and just follow our lead, just follow my lead. And the interesting thing about it is every day he comes in and we sit down and we just chat. And as I told him, hey, you just focus on it. You focus on the thing that you can control, that is when you get out on the court. And let's just keep everything zeroed in on what's taking place here. But obviously I know people are going to be trying to be in his ear and all that, but I'm trusting that the relationship that we have with he and his family, his mom, that they will continue to confide in us.
You brought up coachable, and I got a chance to talk with Landis Harris too, and he said that you and him had a pretty good conversation. It was about rebounding, about taking better shots, and he's a guy that everybody can look at his body and say, this kid has production in him. With him in the coaching that you've had to do with him, how has he progressed in getting you and him on the same page of what you want him to do?
I think Landis, you know, he's a fifth-year guy, and so by all rights, he should already be out of school. So he's already graduated, working on a second degree. And so one of the things I talked to him is, man, you get a chance to really work on your game now, mm-hmm. you know, whereas you know, a lot of guys, they got to get into classes, they got to do all this, but you get a chance to work on your game, and so this is it for you. So I think he's a lot more comfortable, Pat. This is his third year here, and of course, last year he played behind Cody quite a bit, so the opportunity there is there for him, so he's got to take advantage of that. But more importantly, I think he's playing a lot more relaxed, but as you said, the thing that he brings to the table, he brings a level of toughness. He got to be a rebounder, be an enforcer. And he's a guy we can put the ball in his hand, and he can create something for himself or somebody else. But if he doesn't play that way, then he's going to be over there sitting with me. So I think that's probably was the message.
Yeah. Well, you talked about him being 50 year. You got Kai Madden, a few other guys that have been there a couple of years. Is there that sense of urgency get back to the NCAA tournament?
Well, the more sense of urgency, I think, to go out with the bang. I think more importantly, you know, they were seconds away or plays away last year, and obviously let's make those plays now. We've been through that other – we went the other route, and Kai is, of all the guys, he's probably played the most of any guy on our basketball team. So if there's a guy that kind of can visualize the things I'm talking about and going out and doing them, it should be him. And so he should be a voice out there on the floor and helping the new guys along as well as, you know, some of the older guys. And And I think he's trying to step up and take that challenge.
Coach, this Sunday you guys will be at Valonia High School having an open practice. What time are you going to get there?
We'll probably get there. I think there's a we'll probably get there around 1-ish. There's a signing autograph around 2:00, and I think tip off is like at 2:45. And we're excited about coming out there. You know, it's in our great state. You know, we look out for one another. Mm-hmm. People care about each other, and so it's an opportunity for us to come down and spend some time with the Mayflower and the Valonia area, people who they've been through quite a bit, and we want to come and just show them support and try to help them raise some, whether it be funds and get some food bank, get some food for the families, but more importantly, just a fellowship and put some smiles on some people's faces.
How did that come about? Was that an idea that you came up with, the guys?
Yeah, I just thought, NCAA gave us a waiver where we can go and take our team down there and let's just go have a good time. Let's go enjoy. There's one common denominator in this state, and everyone loves the Razorbacks. So what a better way than to come down and have an opportunity to spend some time in that community. We've done it, in the efforts to when the tornado hit, our kids came down. I think we went to a baseball game where those teams played each other. So anything we can do to help, because, it's even though it happened in April, a lot of people have forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a lot of people that are going through some trying times. And so this is a way we can give back.
Coach, everybody knows they have a great championship team. You got to have that shooter. How's my man Antoine Bell? Is he looking good? I got high expectations from him this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, he shot it okay. He didn't shoot it well. He's one of those guys, he gets on a streak, and he's been shooting well in practice. And I think last night he shot it okay.
Yeah.
But I think the beauty of it is we got other guys that can knock shots down. And when you get an effective inside game, such as for Bobby and Moses, I'll tell you what, Moses really made tremendous strides. Last night.
Well, he didn't miss last night,
better,
right?
Outing for us. 3 block shots, 3 steals in 30 minutes, 9-for-10 from the field. He started playing instinctively last night. And Emmanuel Watkins, a guy that had 6 assists last night. So we got a lot of pieces. Ja'Cory Williams had a double-double. But when you talk about guys knocking shots now, Anton Beard goes 3-for-4 mm-hmm. last night from the field. So we've got to have some guys that stretch the defense. And Bell, if you look at our team, he's one of those guys that we know is capable of knocking multiple shots now.
Yeah, there's no question. If guys are running, open up the floor, it's a lot easier to make open shots as opposed to try to make it when the defense is set. It makes a lot of people look like a much better shooter when you get a better look at it. There's no
question.
Well,
you do, and that ball's moving. I think that's mm-hmm. going to be a big cue to this team. This should be a good passing team. Guys should be playing, unselfish. We hog basketball. And I think if you do that, then now you're a really dangerous team because, not only the guys that are out there playing, everyone that's out there is a threat. And then you bring in quality depth off the bench. I may have 8-9 starters.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's kind of a nice problem to have. But there are options. So if somebody don't have it going on, we can bring somebody else to hopefully bring big-time energy to our team.
Coach, it's a short, I guess this is your 4th season now. And going back to when you first got here, there was, about 7-8 guys on scholarship and depth and the way you like to practice, the way you like to play. And you fast forward a couple of years, you got to feel pretty good about where you are this year going into it with the depth and the veterans, guys you've been with for a couple of years. To imagine where it was when you first got up on the hill.
Well, the thing about it is you work what you got until you get what you want. And now we've had a chance to get in here and just get guys understanding, what it takes to compete at the highest level and what it takes to win. And I'm not talking just winning on the floor. I'm talking about winning off the floor because I think that character is something that's a big, big key there. And, character sometimes can outweigh talent because you got guys that are going to bust their tail. They're going to work hard. And, then at the end of whether it be 4 years or 2 years, people are going to look up and say, man, where did that guy come from?
Hmm.
Well, and all you got to do is go back when they first started, when they came in, they were around the right people. They were coachable. They did the right things on and off the floor. They're graduating, and so it's just a matter of time before the things take place on the court. And I'm looking forward to this team. I'm really excited about this team, Pat. There's work to be done,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I cannot knock their desire to come and try to please me each and every day in practice has been unbelievable.
Well, that's all you can ask for, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, I appreciate it. We're going to be out there at Valonia High School to benefit the tornado victims. That area of Valonia, Mayflower, certainly, you're right. They've been hit hard. 2 p.m., doors open. Autographs at 2 p.m., 2:45, open practice. There'll be some scrimmages, some shooting contests, and non-perishable food item to get in. And, of course, cash is king. I'm sure there'll be a place to drop some cash donations.
Yes, sir. Let's come out and really, really support this community. And our guys are looking forward to it. We got a lot of guys from the Central Arkansas area, and I'm sure if they had it, they could just bring their families and fill up the gym. But we want that. We want it packed and just an exciting and have some fun.
I think that's a great, great thing you guys are doing, Coach. I appreciate it, and I know you get some business to take care of, but thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right, Coach.